one of the facets of our career, which doesn't happen very often today, is that our career started as well in records on the stage, because we had to go out and as they say, sell the act. And we would play to an audience of maybe 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 3,000 people. And then we started adding all these ideas and what we could see, and we saw that people started really relating to that. And we tried to bring a concept of theater to rock and roll, as they call it, or to music.
Right. We were trying to differ ourselves in a sense of, like, not being a drill team. Most of the acts that we saw reminded us of drill teams. And during the 70s and that whole thing, we was trying to free people in a sense of expressing individuality, you know? And this was another reason for, like, us not dressing like nobody else, the group coming across as something different totally. But in the beginning, I remember a lot of people used to sit in the audience and just look. A lot of times we'd do these shows and we'd get a couple of hand claps and that would be it. And a drill team act would come on right behind us and take the house, you know? So it was like, for a while, we didn't know what we had, you know? But we just kept on.